from every situation. And he's going to use your experiences, your mess, and he's going to make it into his message, and you're going to help people.
Talks truth, live from the booth, always spits 100 proof. She's bringing to you words of encouragement with the funny twist to feed your soul like it's nourishment. While you're listening, I hope you catch a feeling, cause Tina talks truth about hope, truth, and healing. So I hope you tuning in to the radio. Tina talks truth is the only way to go.
Good morning, this is Tina Levine with Tina Talks Truth radio show. And good Wednesday morning to you. You're halfway there. How's your day going? Are you having a good moment? Did you find any peace today? And I'm not talking about a piece of cake. Well, I am praying that you have found peace, and we need to rejoice, because in Psalm 118:24, it says, "This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." What does rejoicing look like to you? Maybe just smiling at a stranger today is sharing your rejoicement. Is that a word? Rejoicement? Maybe just sharing some positive affirmations or words of encouragement with someone. Maybe just texting someone and saying, "You know what? I am praying for you right now," because the Bible tells us to rejoice and be glad in it. Today is a blessing. If you woke up today and you have breath, that's 300,000 people did not. So today's a blessing. So go forth, be glad. Be glad that you're awake today, that God woke you up. You have one more chance to impact this world. That's really exciting. So I'm just encouraging all of my listeners, please go out, rejoice, rejoice, and be glad that you are awake today and that you have a purpose. I want to thank Idioms for the introduction. I want to thank 1GM Nation Radio for having Tina Talks Truth radio show every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Also, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for listening, for all of your emails and messages and your text messages. I really appreciate y'all. So thank you. Thank you for reaching out. Thank you for your prayer requests. You know, I do pray. I pray 3 times a day. I pray in the morning, at night, and all day. No, seriously, I pray all the time, because, you know, there was a time in my life I thought I wasn't worthy enough to pray. And I thought, you know what? There's people that have cancer. There's people that are dying. God wants to hear their prayers. And I didn't feel like I was worthy enough to actually have prayers. So today I have a constant communication with God, and it is just a prayer that lasts all day and all night. So I just want you to know I am praying for you. I'm lifting you up in prayers. I am rejoicing, and I am being glad that today I can rejoice and that I have all of you with me rejoicing. So let me get started with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we just come before you and we rejoice. We praise you, God. We thank you for today. Thank you for another opportunity to just share your purpose and your plan with the world, that you can actually use us to impact your kingdom, that we could build your kingdom, that you give us the strength and the mercy and the grace every day to build your kingdom and just bestow blessings upon other people. We thank you, God, for that opportunity. And I thank you for my family and my friends and all of my listeners here on Tina Talks Truth radio show. And I especially thank you for my guest today, Georgie. Lord, I lift up anyone that may be struggling. Maybe they are going through a domestic violence situation. Maybe they're going through a divorce, abuse, addictions, some sort of trauma. Maybe it's lingering up, that there is some trauma that had happened to them as a child. And God, I just ask you to lift these people up and just heal their hearts, Lord, that they can stay focused on you and that they can stay focused on your plan for them. Because we know in Jeremiah 29:11, you say, "There is hope and that you have an awesome plan for us." And so, God, I just lift all of those people up that are struggling right now. And I thank you for the opportunity to speak to thousands of people through this radio show. And please just let me stand in the shadow of the cross. It's your words that I convey. It is your blessings that we rejoice about today, and we're glad in it. So thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's guest is Georgie Franks Bell. Georgie is a motivational speaker, an author of 3 books, and a sales strategist. Yes. And she's a preacher's daughter. So you are going to want to listen to this interview. She is just unbelievable. Here's Georgie.
Oh, girl, you need to tell us what that means. Good morning.
Oh, absolutely. Good morning. I'm so happy to be on Tina Talks Truth.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad that you're here. And I just have to go back a few months that we met actually one of Claustine's conferences, and I think it was it Ignite Your Image? One of those.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it was great. Oh, my goodness. She's just incredible. And we just hit it off, and I was like, I want you on my radio show. So here we are. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us. So let's first just talk about you and how you got involved with being a motivational speaker and sales strategist.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I kind of was born into the motivational speaking world as a preacher's daughter. My father is a bishop in the Church of God, and I was raised being that poet, doing welcome and announcements, so doing, singing on the praise team, just whatever he needed as a pastor's daughter, I just jumped in there and did. But as the years have gone by, I just began to be very good at motivating people and persuasion and, you know, delivering a speech, whether it was Toastmasters or communications class in high school, the only honors class I ever had. I just became very good at helping others. So that's where it all began, in the church. And it slowly became, I want to be a motivational speaker. And that's what I did. I became a motivational speaker. I wrote my first book when I was 24, You Go Girl, The Ultimate Guide to Achieve Your Goals, and began traveling up and down the East Coast, speaking to kids in schools, telling them, hey, no excuses, go after your goals, take care of business and school and beyond. And that's kind of how I got my start.
Well, wait a minute. You wrote a book, and it's called You Go Girl?
Yes, absolutely. I've written 3 books.
Wait, 3 books? Oh, hold up. hold up. Okay, so what are the titles of the other books?
Well, okay, so You Go Girl, The Ultimate Guide to Achieve All Your Goals. The second book is called Fueled by Greatness, and the third book is called #MYOB, Mind Your Own Business, Taking Care of Business in School and Beyond. So those are my books, on my Amazon.com. And, I love writing, and those books were really just a way for me to share my strategies with the world.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so let's talk about this You Go Girl. Is this a book that's geared towards what age group?
Mostly that book is for, young adult, maybe high school. I have high school up into the adult age, because, I touch on excuses that we make, and that may include not having enough time to, I'm a single parent, to the do's and don'ts of goals, which range from, do ask for help or don't talk about it, be about it. So it's a lot of general principles that help people. And then a lot of my teenagers, they really love the chapter where I refer goals with basketball, and I compare the two, and I've gotten a lot of good feedback about that.
That's awesome, and it sounds like it's a great self-esteem builder and talking about self-confidence. And as a young lady, a preacher's daughter, I imagine that you were just poured into, for you to have confidence to be able to get up and sing, first of all, but also speak to different audiences. It just sounds like there's such an array of audiences that you can actually speak in front of. And can you tell us a little bit about You Go Girl book and confidence builders and what you would suggest to young ladies out there?
Absolutely. And that's exactly what it was. It was originally written to just give 101 different ways to achieve your goals. And slowly I saw that women, we tend to sometimes lack confidence, and we don't encourage one another. So You Go Girls instantly, hey, I encourage you as another woman to be powerful. You are fearfully, you are wonderfully made. Go and share your gift with the world. And I teach women from my book, and I started like this, I call it the Goal Girls Club on Facebook and on meetup.com, and we meet once a month, and it's just like all about encouraging one another. Share your goals, and then let's find commonalities on how we can reach our goals and how we can help each other and collaborate, not compete, you know. I kind of say, let's be pretty, not petty. Let's be pretty women who support one another. And really, that's what the book, You Go Girl, and the Goal Girls Club, that's what that's all about, just helping women out. Just motivate one another and be positive.
Oh, I love that. That's so important to encourage one another, especially as women, because not only are we critical of ourselves, but we can get really critical and judgmental of one another. And so I just love that. I could sense that spirit about you when I first met you. Is not only are you a builder and an encourager, but you're a supporter. And I love that you said about, you know, to be pretty and not petty. Oh, ain't that the truth? You know, I don't have time for pettiness.
Amen.
I always go back to that woman, you know, ain't nobody got time for pettiness, you know.
Nobody got time for that, girl.
No,
we just really have to see that even if we are in the same industry, like, you know, we talk a lot about being in these seat-specific groups. That's great. But if we're in the same industry, we can still look at what is it that makes us all common and then what makes us unique. And then focus on differentiating ourselves through those unique factors versus just focusing on competition. So that's kind of where that derives. What do we have in common? Let's focus on that and then have a conversation about it.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're each unique, but we're all God's daughters.
Which, yes.
You know, the Bible tells us we're treasured and we're cherished. And that's how we have to treat one another is we're sisters. We're sisters in Christ and we're all God's children and we are unique. But I also like that because sometimes people think about unique, oh, you're different. But like you said, we have common bonds and that's what
yes.
we just need to figure out, and sometimes it's digging a little deeper with one another to find out what those common bonds are. You actually said about it, supporting one another, even if you're in the same field, and that's what's so cool,
mm-hmm.
and lifting one another.
Talking about caring enough about our sisters to know what we have in common and what makes us unique, what makes us the same, but what makes us different, and being able to speak to that, that's what God-centered sales is about.
You know, one of the conversations I had with Custy when I had on my radio show was talking about ministry versus business. And I think a lot of times people separate the two and they mm-hmm. feel guilty, like if you're in ministry and then you're making money. And we see that a lot of times out in the media, you know, oh, so-and-so preacher is making, you know, millions a year. And so can you just talk to us about sales in ministry, sales in business? Is there really a division or how do we marry these two?
Well, I believe that where ministry and business overlap is if you can just take a look and kind of visualize winning souls. Right? When you're winning souls, you have to get outside of your comfort zone. And if you are, let's say, in business, if you have the best product, if you have the most unique gift, if you have the best printing company or you practice law with just the greatest detail of advocacy, who are you to not share it with the world? Right? Who are you not to say, hey, do you have a need or can I tell you what I do? And share it. So ministry is the same way in the kingdom. You have this great gift, Jesus Christ, or, you know, your faith. And who are you not to tell the person next to you about it and really taking it to the streets, right? And when you talk about evangelism, that's what you're doing. You're going, you're knocking on doors, and you're sharing the good news of the gospel. Sales is very similar in that way. It's business, but you're just trying to get your gift out to the world. And so sales is actually creating your niche, you know, what it is specific that you do, and then sharing it with the world and the clients who are attracted to your niche, those are the ones that are going to ask you for more information and be drawn to you, and your gift will make room for you. So that's my take on it. It might be a very spirited take, but that is my take on ministry and business. It's the same gift that needs to get out there. So let's discuss sales and how you're going to get it out there.
I love that. And I love that you promote it as God-centered sales, and that it's not just about that dollar, and it's not just about, okay, how can I manipulate you to, you know, then profit from this, you know, discussion or this meeting. And so keeping God at the center, and then like you said, the greatest gift is to share the good news, and it is, it's a gift, and I truly believe that God gives us these gifts, and some of us are gifted at being brain surgeons, and some of us are gifted at speaking and writing books and, you know, training people and just lifting people up where they're at, loving them where they're at. And like you said, evangelism, that's a gift. Oh my goodness. You know, that is a spiritual gift. So not everybody has that gift. And and God wants us to use our gifts, and He wants us to glorify Him. And guess what? If it pays some bills, amen to that, you know?
Absolutely, Tina. And, you know, sales, if you look at just the definition of sales, it's a mutual exchange. You know, you have to have something to give to someone, and then they're getting something back in return. It's a win-win situation when you're talking about sales, you know, in its truest sense. But I think that the word has gotten muddled across the sand so bad where people are just pushing their business on people without really focusing on, hey, what is it that you need, and how is this a mutual beneficial opportunity? And a true sales professional and the sales that were just what you need based on what I heard, you know, based on what you said, based on the reason why you came to me today. So I think that's very valuable.
I love it. And I know this changing people's lives and souls. So I always ask my guests four questions. And the first one is, what brings you hope, Georgie?
What brings me hope is the opportunity to help others, you know, really just reaching out to others and making a true connection and knowing that through that connection, it's going to help even more people. So I think what brings me hope is help, helping others. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. The opportunity to help others. I had a guest, and what he said is HOPE as the acronym, HOPE, help one person every day. And so that kind of goes along. Yeah. Isn't that great?
Wow. Yep. So other people feel that same way. That's awesome.
Yeah. So sometimes, you know, credit.
Yeah, please do. Because, you know, sometimes when we help and we help and we help, we don't, sometimes, you know, we're doing it because that's, it gives us that self-excitement. But, you know, hope is the honest expectation of good. So when you help someone, you have the honest expectation that good is going to come out of that moment and that connection. So I love that acronym. Awesome.
And what brings you joy?
Ooh, what brings me joy? I think for me in the industry that I work in of sales and helping those who are struggling to get the money that they're worth and really helping people make more money, it is really when I can connect the dots for somebody in their life, business, relationships, or just overall in the community. When I can make those connections, it brings me so much joy. When someone says, I really want to start my own teen mentoring program, and I can say, okay, what does that mean to you? Do you need a location? Do we need to help you write this, you know, 10 weeks of lessons? Like, what do you want it to be? And then really just bringing it to life through connecting the dots for them. That is the ultimate joy for me. I get so excited.
Oh, I love it. And so that's where the strategist comes in, is you truly are a strategist, and you help people launch and those connections, and you're a networker, and so you're just so good at that, and that's incredible. That's definitely your gift, so awesome. And how important is laughter to you?
Laughter is 100% important. It is just like my moment to slip into, it's like an escape when you laugh. It's just joy. You know, it's just, it brings up that giddy feeling and the butterflies. I just think you cannot live life without without laughter.
I love it. Yes.
You just can't. You cannot live life without laughter.
Oh, no way. Uh-uh. There is no way. Like you said, it is. It's an escape. And I tell you, if I'm ever having a rough day, I just put comedy on TV and I forget what happened, you know, if it was a bad moment, if it was a negative, you know, 15 minutes of my day or whatever. I just forget that as soon as I, or YouTube, you know, I always encourage people, just go on YouTube and like look up different Christian comedians and just watch a minute of their set, and you just, it just brings so much joy, like you said.
It does. Yes, you just kind of float.
Yeah. What about healing? You know, I find healing in humor. But
okay.
How does one know they are healing?
I believe that you know you're healing when you are aware of yourself. So when you are aware of your thoughts, when you can, you know, notice, kind of looking at your thoughts separately, and you can notice when those thoughts are occurring, and you are able to say, okay, that's a good one or a bad one, you know, and kind of dispose of the bad ones, you're progressing because you're aware of your current state of mind, and you can, you know, bring forth creative ideas, and you can get back on track and self-correct yourself to where you're trying to go. So I would say, you know, you're healing when you're aware of your mind or your thoughts, and you can self-adjust yourself to get back on track towards that place of progress. So that's my answer. I hope it helps somebody today to heal, because you really have to be aware of people and know that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but God is here to give you eternal life, and everything is good with him.
Absolutely. I love that. That just to be aware of self and mind and adjust then. I love, you know, there's a quote about a skilled sailor doesn't, you know, learn how to sail on calm waters. And that's, you know, we have to adjust our sails. And sometimes that is, you know, just listening to God, tuning into the Holy Spirit, that inner voice, and just being aware of your mind, body, and soul to be able to adjust and heal. I always think of healing as also an opportunity to think of maybe something that was negative in your life and it doesn't hurt anymore to think about it, you know, or see a picture of something or see a picture of someone and then it's like, oh, wow, it doesn't hurt anymore. And so that kind of...
You know what I hear you saying, Tina? You know you are healing when you're forgiving.
Yes, yes.
Ooh.
And you know, and this is powerful that, you know, the one that a lot of us struggle with is forgiving ourselves.
Yeah.
That is huge, huge. And you know, and that's what the Bible teaches us. And that's why Jesus went to the cross. And God taught us through that forgiveness. And I mean, God wants us to forgive ourselves. I mean, he wants us to forgive others as well, but he wants us to forgive ourselves and to move forward in that. So,
Powerful word. Yes.
We got deep.
We did. We got deep. We weren't expecting it, but we got real deep there for a moment. But you know what? It takes that sometimes to magnify your change. Magnify your change through progressing, but also magnify your money and your chains. You get it?
I love it. I love it. I love it. And thank you for that transition.
Yes, I got your back.
I know. Thank you. And you know what? I'm going to Amazon right now to look up your books, girl.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I didn't know that you did 3 books. That's incredible. So,
well, the story of my life is a whole nother story of, you know, overcoming fear and, you know, after divorce and bankruptcy and rebuilding. What it looks like to move afraid, as my friend says, move afraid. So that's
love
a whole nother story for a whole nother day. But
and it sounds like another book, you know?
Oh, it's coming. Yeah, it is.
Oh,
it's a whole nother book. It might have to be You Go Girl 2.
Yes, there you go. Or Keep On Going Girl. There you go.
Ooh, come on. Look at you writing this book title. Let me write this down. Tina,
Keep On Going Girl.
Keep on going, girl. That's it. I love it.
I love
Come on,
it.
I know how to take it. I think you got the gift.
Oh, thanks. And how can we pray for you?
You can pray for me. Really, I think you kind of prophesied a little there and just keep on going, girl. You know, just keep on doing what God calls you to do. You know, sometimes when we have a big responsibility, you need a lot of prayer. So he gave me a lot of responsibility and I love it. But, you know, it's a continuous faith walk and you want to have mustard seed faith, but, you know, I like to have my faith just a little bit bigger than a little mustard seed if I can. So just to build that faith up, you know?
Yes, yep, and plant those seeds and reap that harvest, and, you know, God is moving into your life, and we're just going to lift you up in prayer that you just keep moving forward afraid and through that faith walk, and just keep being that connector and that networker and just that inspiration to people. And I thank you so much for taking time to be on the Tina Talks Truth radio show, Georgie.
Thank you for having me anytime, and I just want to continue to support you. So you let me know if we can do anything to help you.
Thank you.
What did I tell you, folks? Yeah, Georgie is pretty special. And I love that she shares about using our gift to share with other people and to share the good news. You know, God gives us gifts so that we can share it with the world. And I love that she's all about helping others and that she uses laughter as an escape, you know, to bring joy. And thank you so much, Georgie, for taking time to be on the Tina Talks Truth radio show. I'm so excited. Just want to encourage everyone to rejoice. Rejoice today that you have a second chance. Yeah, God's using you. God is using you to impact the world and to build his kingdom. So rejoice today and be glad in it. And here's Victor.
This is Victor with Tina Talks Truth. And the truth is, the only joy of life is God himself. The truth is, there is hope.